The Alaska State Legislature is scheduled to gavel out on Sunday before the stroke of midnight. But many of the issues lawmakers have delved into, the budget, Medicaid expansion, and marijuana regulations, are still unsettled. APRN's Alexander Gutierrez joins us to talk about what the end game for the legislative session looks like. Hello, Alexandra.
Hi, Lori.
So going into the weekend, it looks like we're heading into a showdown between Governor Bill Walker and the legislature. They've been fighting over the state's gas line policy through the session, and now Walker has vetoed a bill sent over by the House Speaker that would limit his power. How will this go over with the legislature?
Not well. For months, they've been clashing over whether the governor should have the ability to explore a second option for a gas line project that the state is already pursuing. There's a pot of money that's worth over $100 million that the governor wants to use to study an alternative pipeline to get North Slope gas to market. And members of legislative leadership see that as a threat to a deal with the oil companies that has already been partially negotiated. House Bill 132 would effectively block the governor from using that money, and Walker has previously said he would veto it and called key leaders un-Alaskan in the process. In response, there have been executive proclamations and gamesmanship over appointment confirmations, and the legislative leaders have shot back and called the governor paranoid in his response. It's been pretty ugly. It looks like there was some progress being made when the governor withdrew a proclamation forcing the legislature to meet and act on his appointments this morning. But with this veto, it seems like we might be past the point of no return. The legislature needs 40 votes to override the veto, and supporters of the bill are going to be trying to corral those votes.
Passing a budget is the legislature's biggest obligation right now. Where do things stand there?
Yesterday, the House Finance Committee removed language from the capital budget that would have authorized the state to spend money from its constitutional budget reserve. That's the state's $10 billion rainy day fund, and a three-quarter vote in both the House and the Senate is required to tap it. In the Senate, the Republican majority has a large enough membership that they're okay. But in the House, the Republican majority is going to need to pull four votes from minority members to get it through. It's no secret that Democrats' big priorities are Medicaid expansion and education funding. But by taking out the language concerning the constitutional budget reserve vote, it kind of shows that a deal hasn't been brokered. And what happens if we don't see that language get through this legislature is, you know, worst case scenario, there could be a government shutdown. Another thing of note is that more than $40 million was added to the capital budget in support of the Kinnickarm Bridge project. This was a bit of a surprise, given that Governor Bill Walker has said that he is really revisiting a lot of the mega projects the state has embarked on. But the funding is contingent on the project being built, and since we're not at that point, it's possible that it won't get spent at all.
What about Alaskan activism, Alexandra? Are we seeing a lot of public pressure on the legislature to get specific things done?
Yesterday, there was a rally to encourage Medicaid expansion on the Capitol steps. And then today, we had a totally surreal situation where two protests on very different issues were happening simultaneously. You had a bunch of high school-age students offering public testimony about cuts to education because money for schools was stripped out of the budget and put to a vote before the public could comment on it. And then on the other side of the street, you had anti-abortion protesters displaying some pretty graphic imagery. It was definitely the First Amendment in action. Separately, there was also a group of people who dropped off a petition today calling on the Department of Law to change its position on a ban on same-sex marriage. So this is what's getting activists going, and some of it is resonating in the legislature, but there are definitely other concerns consuming them as well.
Does it look like we may go into extra innings?
The governor has said that getting Medicaid expansion through is a must-have for him, and that he's willing to call legislators back if they don't pass it. So we could see a special session there. Legislators also have the option of just extending the session by a month, because even though a citizens' initiative a few years ago capped the session limit to 90 days, the Constitution still allows them to meet for 121 days. Now, there's a question of logistics tied up in all this. Most legislators have leases that end by May 1st, and a lot have cars ready to ship on the ferry. All that might serve as an incentive to get work done and at least not go too long.
All right. Well, thank you for that update, Alexandra, as we move into what are likely to be the final days.
Thanks for having me, Lori.
That was APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez reporting from Juneau.